Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
On today's wrestling news, a major injury affects Forbidden Door card.
Hangman Page discusses the pressures of being world champion.
We've got some early Royal Rumble betting odds.
And major news about a WWE adjacent show coming your way this September. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Phil Chambers.
And that's Andy Murray. See what we did there?
Hey.
And this is the news.
Get straight into it. A major injury has happened and has affected the Forbidden Door card.
This show is cursed!
This show is very, very cursed. And wrestling in general at the minute is pretty cursed. But Tomohiro Ishii is out of that All-Atlantic Championship match. Obviously, it was going to be Malakai Black versus Pac versus Miro versus Ishii. But Ishii has a left knee injury, is what they're saying, and is not medically cleared to compete. So Clark Connors has been announced as his replacement. He was the person who fought Ishii in the qualifiers that New Japan held leading up to this match. And he has been on AEW before, but he was only in like a 10-man tag that was like New Japan versus The Factory on AEW Dark. So you may have seen that, you may have not. But yeah, Ishii is out, unfortunately. Like you say, a very cursed show.
But like you say, yeah, injuries left, right and centre at the moment. Cody, Randy, and then like you say, Punk, Danielson. I know Cole's been suffering with injuries, now Ishii's missing. Yeah. I mean, I could go on and on and on here.
Rhea Ripley.
Rhea Ripley, oh God, yeah, they think about her. It's not a good time, really,
it's
is
not,
it, to be a wrestler?
Not at all.
But yeah, a real shame, this, because, like you say, when you talked about that four-way for this ridiculously pointless championship, you could pair them, you could do mixtures of all of them, but you could quite easily pair it off and be like, all right, Pac and Malakai Black are going to do some mad flippy bollocks, and Ishii and Miro are going to beat the piss out of each other. I've no doubt Clark Connors can probably step into those shoes as well, but it's Ishii, no offense.
I know, yeah, it is Ishii, one of the obvious like stars of New Japan that you would want on a card like this.
It's and just a shame to see another ex-WCPW star.
Exactly, yeah, one less for the WCPW count now. It's just the stars we made going down left, right, and centre. Huge opportunity for Clark Connors, though.
Like, yes.
Coming up on an AEW pay-per-view, that's a big chance to shine.
Yeah, absolutely really happy for him. Obviously, we wish Tomohiro Ishii well in his recovery. As always, don't forget, we will be doing a live stream for Forbidden Door on Sunday night, myself and Michael Hanford, watching the pay-per-view with you. A whole raft of bonkers matches. Will Ospreay versus Orange Cassidy, interim AEW championship to be settled. Oh, yeah, and the dudes with attitudes versus, like, the Young Bucks and, who is it, El Fantasma and Hikuleo and stuff. I've not gone through the entire card there, but I'm very much looking forward to it. Join us for it on Sunday night, where hopefully everyone else is going to be on the card. But
hopefully.
We'll do the news tomorrow. Rate. Don't ruin this for me, Phil. Right, let's talk a little bit more about AEW. And Hangman Page, who's been talking very openly and candidly with Wrestling Inc.'s Nick Houseman, the lovely Nick Houseman of Wrestling Inc., talking about his run as world champion. Hangman Page, that is, not Nick Houseman. And him missing out on that battle royal to determine the interim champion challenger thing. He said, I had a match announced for Dynamite, and then later, I think, they announced the battle royal, presumably off the back, of course, of CM Punk's injury. So I couldn't get my way into this battle royal, try as I might. I think it's typically been the story in AEW. I had my championship match. I had it in the previous Sunday and I lost, so I'm out of contention for a bit. That's fine. I'll do what it takes to get me back there. It took me 3 years to get there. I'm not going to be put off too much waiting an extra month or two if it takes to work my way back up to that chance. Of course, he's fighting for the IWGP World Heavyweight Championship. That's quite a big match that I neglected to mention, featuring Kazuchika Okada, Jay White, and Adam Cole, of course. And then talking about being world champion, he said, I never realised the pressure of being world champion. I let the pressure get to me more than I thought I would. I thought I'd win the championship and I'd be happy. I'd be the perfect version of myself, and I wasn't. Maybe that's a bit of a failure or something to work on. I don't think anyone could argue that Hangman Page didn't have excellent world championship matches. I just thought he was booked a little bit weirdly.
Yeah.
And then, no offence, but if you're Hangman Page, if CM Punk comes along, chances are most fans are going to kind of switch allegiance and maybe hope he becomes world champion. Same.
It wasn't entirely Hangman Page's fault. Like, it's right from the very beginning. Like, he wasn't even on TV the week that he won it, and like, he didn't actually fight for the championship for ages after he first won it. So it was a little bit.
It was very hot and cold, wasn't it? Like, he'd have a championship match with, say, Dante Martin, or that, you know, series he did with Brian Danielson, which was excellent. And then they just sort of went, all right, now go away for a bit so we can focus on other stuff, Jericho or Kingston or Moxley or whatever it may be. And then they'd be like, oh, it's been a while, actually. And then, like, the Punk thing, I think the other thing didn't help is they just didn't give it enough time to breathe on telly. And I know a lot of people say, oh, well, it was fine. It was fine. But the whole story of him being like, you're a knobhead, I'm going to prove you're a knobhead on Sunday, just wasn't given quite enough time. I got the gist of it. Trust me, everyone's saying like, well, everyone's been saying that Punk's a knobhead and that's just Hangman Page saying I'm going to show it on Sunday. It just wasn't quite there.
Yeah, 100%. And it's
second time around, I think it'll be great though.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a shame when a guy like Punk comes along, it doesn't matter who you are.
Yes.
Like you say, he's probably going to overshadow you.
Yes.
Let's face it, people have been waiting for that for a goddamn long time.
And it was rather unfortunate that they were like, hey, next week on Dynamite, Hangman Page versus, I think it was David Finlay, wasn't it? And then immediately the Punk and the tournament
happened.
And they had to judge all of it. But I got why they did that, because you don't really want, if Hangman Page is going to be a future challenger again for whoever the champion may be in a few months, years, who knows, you kind of don't want to beat him just for the sake of saying, because then you'd have to have had him eliminated, then Kyle O'Reilly loses Moxley. I just think it complicates things.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hence why they didn't put Wardlow in the match either.
Yes.
With that preposterous excuse.
It was a dumb
excuse. I don't want to fight the world champion.
Probably a good reason.
But you can fight the world champion, you're on the intro. It doesn't matter. Let's talk about the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, you'll get there again eventually. But the Royal Rumble has some very early betting odds out. And they're quite interesting, I'm not going to lie. So, in the men's standings at the minute, currently the top of the pile, the most likely to win the Royal Rumble, according to betting odds, is Cody Rhodes.
But wait a second, he's out for 9 months. He's surely going to miss the Rumble.
He couldn't possibly make the Royal Rumble. He's not supposed to be back till February. He is currently at 5-4 to win the Royal Rumble, followed at 11-2 by The Rock. Obviously, there's been a lot of talk about The Rock versus Roman Reigns possibly happening. It's Hollywood, WrestleMania.
Does he need the title?
Really, really doesn't need a Royal Rumble win to get to that match. You can do that completely without a title, without the Rumble match. It doesn't really matter. Although, if you want a title match to headline of WrestleMania, it's probably not going to get much bigger.
Yeah.
Let's face it. And then straight after The Rock, at 8-1, our favourite, Big E.
I saw this and I was like, so you're telling me there's a chance?
Interestingly, Roman Reigns has the exact same odds as Big E. Which I think is
a I suppose because he's going to drop the title.
Yeah.
Watch, we do Brock versus Roman at WrestleMania again, shall we?
And then straight after Roman is Braun Breaker.
Oh, what? I like him, but he's... no, not for me. Not yet.
Unfortunately, I'm afraid Tony D'Angelo is down at the bottom of the pile with 500-1.
The biggest draw in NXT history.
Although, if you put a pound on him, you could make 500.
Imagine that.
Tony coming in winning the Royal Rumble.
Gold coat. Oh, this. Yeah. Tony bought it for me.
I don't think there's anything.
What about the women? You got the women's odds there?
I do, yeah. I was just checking to see if there was anything else wild and crazy.
There's always like, you know, I don't know, Boris Johnson, 5,000-1.
So the women's one is interesting.
I'd like to see him get like Taka Michinoku, to be honest, Boris Johnson.
That would be good. Who do you reckon's at the top of the women's?
This is a good question, this. Bailey, maybe?
No, Bailey is second.
Ooh.
9-2.
Probably someone like Sasha Banks at this rate.
It's not.
Let me have a think. I don't know, actually.
It's Becky Lynch.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Of course, at 5-2 at the top of the pile. Then Bailey, then Charlotte Flair.
No.
Then Rhea Ripley, then Alexa Bliss. And then you would go down pretty much what you would expect.
Do you have
going
the
all the way
ASH
down to the bottom with Maurice at 500-1, same odds as Tony Dean.
That'd be so good.
Amazingly, Wendy Chu at 250-1. Same odds as Trish Stratus.
Do a gimmick thing in there if you want. The WWE's version of Orange Cassidy could do some good stuff. I like her in NXT 2.0. Yeah, look, it's for the first time in ages, you could have two incredibly popular Royal Rumble winners.
You could.
So I look forward to two legends returning and ruining the whole thing.
Look forward to The Rock and Charlotte.
Like, just have it be Cody and babyface Becky. Maybe Becky spirals out.
Or Bailey. Or Bailey.
Bailey's coming back and Money in the Bank.
Oh, I didn't see the picture she put up of her holding, hugging the Money in the Bank briefcase.
Stop it! Stop it!
Just making me hope.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Anyway, should we talk about the massive WWE Jason event that's coming the guy's way in September? I may have cheated slightly. We've talked about it all this week,
You never do such a thing.
I don't know what time this news is going out, but I'm hoping it's around midday today because as of midday today...
It's probably going to be earlier, that, to be fair.
Yeah. But... Well, as of midday today here in the UK, tickets will go on sale for Clash near the castle. Hang on, I've got a big announcement this.
Oh, yeah.
Got a button for you to... What have you got there?
Do your button.
Okay.
Do your button.
So, 12 p.m. today, if this is what... Actually, pause it and wait till 12 o'clock. Okay? Ready? Tickets on sale for Clash near the castle. It's going down on Saturday, the 3rd of September, 1 p.m. It's just a 15-minute walk from Principality Stadium. We're all going to be there. All the live bollocks you can expect. Miller's going to be there. There's going to be live Q&A, bloody good quiz, meet and greet, all the usual bollocks. We've done this before, of course, over in New York. Not sure if we mentioned that at the time. That is really disappointing. It's an absolute bargain. And we'll put a link for it in the description. We'll put a link all over our social media at WhatCultureWWE. Probably up at whatculture.com as well. It's a Steinbeck and Shaw on Greyfriars Road. As I said, 15-minute walk from Principality Stadium in the afternoon ahead of Clash at the Castle on Saturday the 3rd of September. £10 entry.
£10 bargain.
And if you pay 30 quid, you get entry and a T-shirt.
Yeah, you do.
And the designs for that T-shirt are very much up in the air.
Yep, they're going to be great, I'm sure. Not designed yet. We'll get there soon.
If the person designing it is wearing a T-shirt like this, imagine what you can expect.
Boys aged 13 to 14.
So yes, Clash near the castle, Saturday, 3rd of September, 1 p.m, £10 entry, 30 quid for a T-shirt as well. All the live usual nonsense that we have. And tickets are at Eventbrite. Link
hopefully
all over our socials.
Hopefully will be more successful than this.
Yeah, it will. I can promise it's going to be more successful than this little guy.
Turn it up. Oh, God.
There we go.
Twitter questions.
Right, let's move on to your Twitter questions. It's a Wacky Friday.
Yes.
That's why we've got Andy Murray up here. Andy Murray is currently either flying across the Atlantic or has landed.
Somewhere, or eaten by a crocodile and we don't know
Yes, exactly. So thank you to everyone who's tweeted us some Interesting questions for today. Not really wrestling related, but that's exactly what we do on a Friday.
And he's back on Monday, WWE? Right?
He is indeed.
My last news of the morning.
Oh, I'm going to miss you, man.
Yeah, I'm going to miss it too.
And thanks to Michael Hamblett as well for stepping up in the last couple of weeks too.
It's been fun.
Yeah, it has. Right, Motley starts us off today. TJ Meerkat, it's his birthday. He says, tomorrow's my birthday. That means today.
Excellent.
My question is, happy birthday,
Paul. Happy birthday.
Who would you rather watch Forbidden Door with? Ooh. The flat... The Flipping Fiend,
okay,
or Vince McMahon. Have an amazing day. P.S. Adam Wilborn is the king of the mic and I will not hear any different. Actually, together, me and Phil James are the kings of the mic. Should we do it together?
Yeah.
I've lost my phone. Yeah, so who are you watching Forbidden Door with? Flat Flip,
I'm
Flipping
not gonna
Fiend.
Lie.
Or Vince McMahon. Vince McMahon would be...
Vince McMahon would be...
Something.
Interesting. I would be slightly scared to watch a pay-per-view with the Flat Flip.
Yeah.
So I'm going to watch it with the Fiend. Why wouldn't you watch it with the Fiend?
I already eat jelly on live streams. Why not just upload it to Goo?
Ooh. Maybe you could dye the jelly black and then you'd be really into it.
Too into it.
Way too into it.
Robert Stevenson gives us our second question of the day. You'll like this.
Hey.
He writes, hey, King of the Mic and King of the Edit.
Hey! I've not got a prop, though.
Okay, Pepper told me the other day, I assume that's the dog. Pepper, first of all, the dog. Pepper told me the other day that he thought Andy Murray was Ralph Fiennes. So if Andy is M, who in the office is Bond, Q, Blofeld and Moneypenny? Can I be the obligatory American? You are more than welcome, Rob. Absolutely. So yeah, who's Bond in our office?
Well, you pointed this out earlier. It's Adam Nicholas, isn't it?
We're not just saying that because he's editing the news today.
Yeah.
He is the most suave person in the office.
Absolutely.
Q's the gadgets one, isn't he?
Yeah,
Q's I feel like gadgets. That's you.
Yeah, probably. I'll take Q.
Yeah. Blofeld, who looked the best stroking it? I feel like Clearly he's got that nice long chair and he's the perfect place in the office.
And
he could do the turn and he could turn around and say, oh, Mr. Bond.
But if Clearly's Blofeld, who's giving me Moneypenny?
Yeah, that's a good point. Me?
Sidgwick might make a good Blofeld.
Can I be Moneypenny?
You could be Moneypenny. You've got to be in there somewhere.
Yeah. I think I make a good Moneypenny.
I think you'll make a good Moneypenny. Do you remember that picture where we, you know, the face thing where you turn everyone into
girls?
Oh
my god. We were such sexy ladies. But yeah, feel free to assign people in the office.
Indeed.
Actually, what about, it doesn't really work, but isn't Blofeld bald? Miller. Jacked Blofeld.
the nicest evil villain.
Yeah, that's the point. That's what he's like behind the camera. He's actually nice, and then he's the worst person in the world.
He's the worst human being ever.
Really nasty, what he calls you.
It's just a gimmick.
Phil Weather, ups and downs. He's my heel, joking. Sasu gives us our final question of the day, saying, happy Flat Friday, Adam Wilborn, and the great person next to him.
Hey.
Since the most consistent storyline in WWE is following The Miz competing on Dancing with the Stars on Miz and Mrs., how would you rate the dancing abilities of the What Culture team?
Bad.
Yeah.
Across the board, bad.
I think A for effort.
Yeah. Definitely, people put their effort in. Can Nicholas dance? Nicholas seems like a person who should be able to dance. I know we've already made him Bond in this. I'm picking him up too much.
I don't know whether it's a compliment or not.
Maybe he just doesn't dance because he can't.
He just stands at the side.
Yeah.
And then they just come to him. Yeah.
Nods his head slightly.
I think I'd go I very much the Napoleon Dynamite school of let's just do it. Let's get into this.
Yeah.
A lot of arms flying everywhere when
like
I dance.
The wacky wavering photo.
Exactly.
You dance like Diop, always in Philadelphia. Yeah.
I think a lot of people in the office would just be the basic.
Yeah.
Just gotta let it all out.
It's low. It's really low.
Yeah.
We're not dancers.
We need another What Culture Night Out.
We do.
Tell you what, next What Culture Night Out, we'll film it and then you can rate it.
You know,
like the video that someone shared the other day of like, this is my first pint, this is my last pint at a wedding.
Yes.
We'll do something along those lines. Have to presumably get it. What are those release forms you have to get people to sign so they can use stuff on the news?
Yeah.
Can we use this video of you dancing? Absolutely not. Big calves, Michael Hamblett.
Ooh,
he's got a good base.
Strong, solid base.
And Sid in his day, actually. Now I say that. We'll keep you posted. Let's move on to today's and finally. Normally I'm like, oh, we'll do Clash in the Castle. I've done all that already.
Yeah.
Right? And then I think, oh, we'll just pick something really silly. And then the internet just landed this in my lap yesterday. Do you ever have that thing where you see like a wrestling thing in the wild? Obviously, yeah. We are surrounded by it all the time, but when you see, I don't know, not The Rock, because it's too obvious, but let's say Randy Orton pop up on a normal TV show, you're like, oh, that's different.
Yeah.
Well, this is like, take that to the extreme. Shout out to Greg Phillips on Twitter who shared this. It's been all over Squared Circle as well. It's a billboard in Troy, Alabama.
Okay.
It was AJ Styles' birthday recently. Happy birthday,
Happy
AJ,
birthday
Styles.
AJ Styles.
He turned 45, and the company thought it was a good idea to celebrate that with a billboard that reads, AJ Styles turns 45, time for his colonoscopy.
Of course. Why not?
I mean, it's a good idea. Always, you know, stay healthy, everyone. But, why? It's just such a...
I don't think they have the right to use that image.
No, I don't think so either. But I also think WWE wants to draw as little attention to this as possible. So maybe they'll get away with it.
Maybe.
But yeah, happy birthday, happy AJ birthday. Styles. What a win.
Enjoy your colonoscopy.
What a win.
You're getting a free one if you go to Troy, Alabama.
Good luck, buddy. So weird. And appropriate for Friday news, I thought. Let us know your thoughts on that. Maybe not. Maybe just accept this
have
weird.
Have you had a colonoscopy? How did it go? Let us know in the comments below.
Assign us James Bond characters in the comments instead. Like, share, subscribe. Subscribe to What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcast from, for daily wrestling podcasts. Oh boy, we got a busy day for you today. We got a SmackDown preview, we've got a Rampage preview. We are going to have a roundtable that's also going to go out as a video talking about who Bryan Danielson's possible replacement could be. It's going to be Cesaro, but we'll make it last 15 minutes, I promise. And also WrestleCulture coming your way with a hashtag bloody good quiz. At WhatCultureWWE for all your Twitter stuff on there. Wish Andy Murray a welcome back, by the way. He's going to be back on Monday and he's either landed or on his way back right now. At Andy H. Murray. Got a lovely photo of him there.
Yeah.
He's had a hair transplant in America.
He has, that's why he went. He went for plugs.
Phil, where can people get you on Twitter?
At PhilMyChambers, and you can follow Wilborn at...
Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE, actually on mine. If you can just back up my campaign to become one of Jay Cargill's baddies. Sophie Hathaway has liked the tweet, but he hasn't responded just yet.
Shame. We'll get there.
We'll get there eventually. I am going to be a baddie by the end of this year.
Love it.
One way or another.
Shoot your shot. Dream big. It didn't work out for the No Way Jose conga line, but it can goddamn work out for this.
And if Sami Zayn doesn't win the Money in the Bank qualifier tonight, you'll never see me again. You ruined my life. Anyway, right, my thanks to Phil Chambers. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you soon.
Bye-bye now.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.